Welcome to podcast recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many resources available for our online audience on our website at csoportland.org. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at csoportland.org. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living. For more information, visit csoportland.org.
Welcome to Portland Center for Spiritual Living. I'm Reverend Bridget McCann. My pronouns are she and her. I am the Senior Minister and Spiritual Director here at the Center, and I am so happy to see all of you. And welcome to those who join us in our virtual community space as well. You are a part of us. The poet Hafiz wrote, "I have 1,000 brilliant lies for the question, how are you? I have 1,000 brilliant lies for the question, what is God? If you think that the truth can be known from words, if you think that the sun and the ocean can pass through that tiny opening called the mouth, oh, someone should start laughing. Someone should start wildly laughing now." These past 2 weeks, I've used a lot of words to try to get at what is this thing called God. And today, we want to drop from our minds into our hearts to have more of an experience of God, to experience its presence, to let it fill us. Because as our founder, Ernest Holmes, wrote, "If you will take time daily to sense the presence of life within you, to believe in it, to accept it, it will not be long before the life which you have known will gradually disappear and something new will be born, a bigger, better, and more perfect you. You will pass from death into life, from lack and want into greater freedom, from fear into faith. From a sense of being alone, you will pass into a realization of oneness with everything, and you will rejoice in this oneness." And as Muhammad put it, "It is said that would you take only one step towards him, he advances 10 steps towards you. But the complete truth is that God is always with you." So today, to help us have an experience of that presence, we're going to use a little bit of music. And yes, words, but instead of so many of my words, we're going to use words from the great poets and storytellers and mystics to aid us in this journey. I invite you now to bring your awareness to your heart space. If it's comfortable for you, to perhaps close your eyes or at least soften the gaze. Listen and let yourself feel the presence.
Thank you. You can relax now. Come on and open your eyes. Breathe deeply now. I am with you. Oh, my sweet, sweet child. Who do you think you are? You are the child.
This thing called God is the ground of our being. From the poet Virgil, know first the heaven, the earth, the main, the moon's pale orb, the starry train, are nourished by a soul, a bright intelligence whose flame glows in each member of the frame. From Mark Nepo, as all mountains stand on the ground, as all trees root in the soil, as all rivers flow to the sea, there's a substance under all life that joins us and holds us up. This thing called God is our guidance. A passage from the essay Spiritual Laws by Ralph Waldo Emerson. A little consideration of what takes place around us every day would show us that a higher law than that of our will regulates events, that our painful labors are very unnecessary and altogether fruitless, that only in our easy, simple, spontaneous action are we strong. And by contenting ourselves with obedience, we become divine. Belief and love, a believing we love, will relieve us of a vast load of care. Oh, my brothers, God exists. There is a soul at the center of nature and over the will of every man, so that none of us can wrong the universe. It has so infused its strong enchantment into nature that we prosper when we accept its advice. The whole course of things goes to teach us faith. We need only obey. There is the guidance for each of us, and by lowly listening, we shall hear the right word. This thing called God is our joy. Again from Hafiz. What is the difference between your experience of existence and that of a saint? The saint knows that the spiritual path is a sublime chess game with God, and that the beloved has just made such a fantastic move that the saint is now continually tripping over joy and bursting out in laughter and saying, "I surrender." Whereas, my dear, I'm afraid you still think you have 1,000 serious moves. This thing called God is our strength. A passage from the sermon entitled Antidotes to Fear by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. One of the most dedicated participants in the bus protest in Montgomery, Alabama, was an elderly woman we affectionately called Mother Pollard. Although poverty-stricken and uneducated, she was amazingly intelligent and possessed a deep understanding of the meaning of the movement. After having walked for several blocks, she was asked if she were tired. With ungrammatical profundity, she answered, "My feet is tired, but my soul is rested." On a particular Monday evening following a tension-packed week, which included being arrested and receiving numerous threatening telephone calls, I spoke at a mass meeting. I attempted to convey an overt impression of strength and courage, although I was inwardly depressed and fear-stricken. At the end of the meeting, Mother Pollard came to the front of the church and said, "Come here, son." I immediately went to her and hugged her affectionately. "Something is wrong with you," she said. "You didn't talk strong tonight." Seeking further to disguise my fears, I retorted, "Oh no, Mother Pollard, everything is fine. Nothing is wrong. I'm feeling as fine as ever." But her insight was discerning. "Now you can't fool me," she said. "I know something is wrong. Is it that we ain't doing things to please you? Or is it that the white folks is bothering you?" But before I could respond, she looked directly into my eyes and said, "I done told you we is with you all the way." Then her face became radiant, and she said in words of quiet certainty, "But even if we ain't with you, God's gonna take care of you." As she spoke those consoling words, everything in me quivered and quickened with a pulsing tremor of raw energy. Since that dreary night in 1956, Mother Pollard has passed on to glory, and I have known very few quiet days. I've been tortured without and tormented within by the raging fires of tribulation. I've been forced to muster what strength and courage I have to withstand howling winds of pain and jostling storms of adversity. But as the years have unfolded, the eloquently simple words of Mother Pollard have come back again and again to give light and peace and guidance to my troubled soul. God's gonna take care of you. This faith transforms the whirlwind of despair into a warm and reviving breeze of hope. The words of a motto which a generation ago were commonly found on the wall in the homes of devout persons need to be etched on our hearts. Fear knocked at the door. Faith answered. There is no one there. This thing called God loves us no matter our mistakes. From the Gospel of Luke. Then the tax collectors and sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the scribes and Pharisees murmured, saying, "He receives even the sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. "What man among you has 100 sheep, and if one of them should get lost, would he not leave the 99 in the open and go in search of the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he finds it, he rejoices and takes it on his shoulders, and he comes to his house and invites his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.'" For this thing called God, we are its beloved. Gregory Boyle is a Jesuit priest who for many years served a community in Boyle Heights, Los Angeles, a neighborhood with lots of poverty and violence. And in his book, Tattoos on the Heart, Father Boyle recounts the story of Cesar. He had known Cesar since he was a boy, frightened by an earthquake. And Father Boyle comforted Cesar, saying, "It's going to be okay. You're fine." They have a close relationship. One day, Father Boyle receives a call from Cesar when he has just been released from prison. He's in need of some clothing. So Father Boyle takes him to the JCPenney, and Cesar loads up on some clothes. We pick up Father Boyle's recounting of the story. "I dropped Cesar off at his friend's apartment. He becomes quiet and vulnerable, as if frightened, as a child displaced by shifting ground. I just don't want to go back, Lynetta. I'm scared." "Look, son," I say to him, "who's got a better heart than you? And God is at the center of that great big old heart. Hang on to that dog, because you have what the world wants. So what could go wrong?" We say our goodbyes, and as I watch him walk away alone, I find his gentleness and disarming sweet soul a kind of elixir, soothing my own doubts and calling me to fearlessness. At 3:00 in the morning, the phone rings. It's Cesar. He says what every homie says when they call in the middle of the night: "Did I wake you?" I always think, "Why, no, I was just waiting and hoping that you'd call." Cesar is sober, and it's urgent that he talk to me. "I gotta ask you a question. You know how I've always seen you as my father ever since I was a little kid? Well, I have to ask you a question." Now Cesar pauses, and the gravity of it all makes his voice waver and crumble. "Have I been your son?" "Oh, hell yeah," I say. Cesar exhales. "I thought so." Now his voice becomes enmeshed in a cadence of gentle sobbing. "Then I will be your son, and you will be my father, and nothing will separate us, right?" "That's right." In that early morning call, Cesar did not discover that he has a father. He discovered that he is a son worth having. The voice broke through the clouds of his terror and the crippling mess of his own history, and he felt himself beloved. God, wonderfully pleased in him, is where God wanted Cesar to reside. This thing called God is all beauty. A short story entitled Daybreak by Mark Nepo. We were standing on the shore of a lake in early October. We couldn't stop watching the yellow and orange hang brilliantly over the water. The late sun was lapping the underside of all the tired leaves. My good friend Bob sighed and told me of the autumn he drove to Vermont years ago to see old friends. Up before sunrise, he made his way in the dark and was well into the mountains when a shelf of dark clouds began to lift and the sun inched over the horizon. In that slim opening, as if some mythic god had lifted the plate of the sky from the plate of the earth, all the light from the beginning came flooding through. What was there but unseen was suddenly undeniable. What seemed dark and heavy was suddenly brilliant. Bob felt the light arrive as if each day was beginning the symphony of time. The miracle waiting in life was coming into view. The beauty was so unexpected and overwhelming that he burst into tears and had to pull over. He got out of his car and watched the nameless presence overturn the plate of darkness so the day could find its way. When everything is known for the moment, there's nowhere to go but to pull over in awe of the beauty that is always near. This thing called God is our peace. A reading from the book entitled This Thing Called You by Ernest Holmes. There is peace at the center of your being, a peace that can be felt throughout the day and in the cool of the evening when you have turned from your labor and the first star shines in the soft light of the sky. It broods over the earth quietly, tenderly, as a mother watches over her child. And this peace that holds me so gently, I find strength and protection from all fear or anxiety. It is the peace of God in which I feel the love of a holy presence. I am so conscious of this love, this protection, that every sense of fear slips away from me as mist fades in the morning light. I see good in everything, God personified in all people, life manifest in every event. This thing called God uses us as its vessels. From Reverend Josh Reeves. God is not watching you. God is seeking to see through you. God is not listening up in heaven. God has already heard you even before you've said a word. God is not judging you. God knows your heart better than you do. God is not using you to fulfill some fight with the devil. God is using you to make God visible and manifest even greater on earth. This thing called God is the light from which we pray. A reading from a 13th century Kabbalist, Ariel of Girona. Imagine that you are light. Whatever one implants firmly in the mind becomes the essential thing. If you pray and offer a blessing to God, or if you wish your intention to be true, imagine that you are light. All around you, in every corner and on every side, it's light. Turn to your right and you will find shining light. To your left, splendor, a radiant light. Between them, up above, the light of the presence. Surrounding that, the light of life. Above it all, a crown of light, crowning the aspirations of thought, illumining the paths of imagination, spreading radiance of vision. This light is unfathomable and endless. So let's pray. This thing called God, it is the only thing that has ever gone on in the universe. It is the only thing that ever has been, is now, or ever will be. It is the unborn one, the uncreated one. It is the first and the last. It is the Alpha and the Omega. It is the one. It is the one love. The one that so loved, felt so much love within itself. It said, I must express. And it chose to express itself as itself, as creation. It chose to express all of what it is in, through, and as all of its creation. It chose to shine its light through innumerable stars and galaxies. It chose to exhibit its power in all the energy of the universe continuously expanding. So much magnificence. So much magnificence. And its endless creation. It is the shaper of beauty. It is the shaper of all diversity, endless diversity everywhere we look. It is all power, all peace, all strength, all wisdom, all light, all love. And it chose not to withhold itself, but to give continuously of itself. Wave after wave after wave, giving itself continuously. And this one, having chosen to express itself in its creation, it is the all of my being. It is the all of every person within the sound of my voice. We, each and every one of us, is its vessel. We are that ocean of waves and waves of its love at work in the world, its peace at work in the world, its power at work in the world, its wisdom at work in the world. If ever there is a moment we forget our oneness with this, we can always just be still and take one step toward it and know that it takes 10 steps for us, that we are always its beloved. We cannot be outside its love. We need only remember. So much magnificence is this one. Waves are coming in. Waves and waves. It has been said that enlightenment is when the wave realizes it's the ocean. We are the ocean of that divine. Which means we are its magnificence. As much as the stars and the moon and the birthplace of galaxies, as much as the far reaches as the cosmos, as much as every sunrise and sunset, as much as the birds singing their joy in the morning, as much as the wind dancing in the trees, we are part and particle of it. Always, no matter what, we cannot destroy that divine spark within us. Feel those waves washing over you. I am so grateful for this one power and presence that is the truth and is the truth of our being. I release this with absolute faith and knowing that it is done because it is the way, the truth, the light, as intended and as it is always. And so it is.
Hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.